On this week's episode of the We've Seen That podcast, we're talking about Jeepers Creepers 2. I'm Scott.
And I'm Anthony.
I'm looking at Anthony in the eyes right now. This is real.
We'd be lying if we said we weren't totally nervous for this, because this is the first time.
You wouldn't understand if you hadn't actually done a podcast on a computer before, but in person is 10 times more weird for whatever reason.
Speaking into the same mic. Because right now I'm looking at you, but normally I'm just staring at your face on the computer, and it's much easier to comprehend.
I will say, as the editor-in-chief of this podcast, this is much easier for me. I'll have this thing edited in about 30 seconds. That's probably all it'll take. So that's the plus here. But there's been some weird shit happening today, so let's just jump right into what we're watching. I had a little something about Alec Baldwin, because obviously in the movie industry today, a very strange thing happened. A prop gun was fired and actually killed a photography director.
The main cinematographer.
Right. So, oddly enough, as our group chat was talking about, this has happened like what, 4 times now? So, Hollywood may just ban guns.
Well, I don't know too much about like prop guns or what the mechanisms are when they're fired, but it just blows my mind that something like this is even possible.
I know.
Like, you think they would take every step. They can't tell me they don't have technology now. You can make a gun that looks so much like a gun and without ever having a chance of something like this happening.
Did you have the same reaction I did, though, of like, oh my gosh, so like every time in a movie they fire a gun, it's always a prop gun? Or do they like...
Well, that's what I mean. It must.
I thought it was like a toy.
Firing. Well, obviously, there's blanks and stuff. And stuff like that happens to fail every like one in a million. But yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Because the director got hurt too. He's in like critical condition.
And wasn't it? Is it a famous director?
He's done a few things. I looked up the IMDb. It's kind of a more offbeat film. The film was called Rust that they were working on.
I haven't heard
too much about it.
Okay, but so Cassie looked this up in the car, and this is just a bizarre thing. But the movie premise actually is based around an accidental death.
Jeez, that's almost too.
She was reading it, and like a boy is getting hanged for an accidental killing. So. Yeah, there's shit going down. But anyway, the other thing that I'm watching is You Season 3. Anthony, have you watched any of this?
On and off parts of the first season. Like, I know how the first season ends. He, like, kills that girl.
Yes.
And, like, locks somebody in the basement?
He locks the girl in the basement, and then he kills her, because otherwise she'll let his secret out.
Right.
So then, Season 2... he meets his match. It's also a girl who locks people in the basement and then kills people. And he's like, no, she's crazy. And she's like, no, he's crazy. And that's Victoria Pedretti.
Yeah.
Who I work with her cousin. She, Pedretti, as in around here, actually.
Yeah, I think she's somewhat related to my buddy Brandon from high school.
We're going
to
go with that. Somehow. So Brandon, if you know when we can get Victoria on the schedule, that'd be great. I've got a lot of questions for her.
So yeah, so if... Brandon, you're listening, which I know you probably are.
Yeah.
Give us a shout out.
Get her on the pod.
That'd be great.
But it was actually a pretty good season. I think it's kind of an ode to Victoria. Are you going to watch this?
I don't know. There's so much shit to watch.
Yeah, I know. So I probably really not.
Care. I haven't even seen season 2 yet or any of it. So.
This is kind of her farewell, this entire season. It really is. And it's absolutely phenomenal. And I'm a huge Victoria Pedretti fan now, I feel like. Because what... hasn't she done well on Netflix? You know, You, she's rocked. Haunting of House Hill, she's rocked. Jesus. And Haunting of Bly Manor was all her, right? or no, Haunting of House.
She was in the Hill House one. I have not seen the second part of it. Okay. So she might.
She is in Bly Manor.
Okay.
Because that's the one I've seen, but everybody says the other one's that much better. So. Yeah. But yeah, that's my only what we're watching. And the reason why we're going to be speeding through this episode, and you're going to see it, you're going to say, wow, it's only 30 minutes. Tonight, we are doing a live viewing of Dune at Marcus Marcus Marcus. So that's a 6:45 showing, and we're trying to knock this out quick.
Yeah, and apologies. We wish Jim was here because he contributed something great to the pod. He watched Interstellar, and I won't give away his rating, but I am super stoked because that is my all-time favorite film, and I can't wait to discuss it with him next week. Scheduling conflicts. Jim is back at work, so he could not make it early here, so we apologize, Jimbo. We wish you were here.
Yeah, but you know, Jim's fighting the good fight over there. Yeah, so keep at it.
Keep at it, buddy. He gave us his blessing to go see the 6:45 showing of Dune, so we're kind of cramming this in before we head out.
You gotta jump on that when you can. You gotta. But anyway, for the first time with Anthony and I as a duo podcast, it is a really shitty audio recording of the hype horn. We are hyped for a couple things. Why don't we lead off with potentially what could follow of what we're watching, what we watch for this week, Jeepers Creepers Reborn.
Which none of us knew about until like 3 days ago.
Yes, and Jim found two fake trailers. I'm not trying to shout you out in a bad way here, Jim, but when you sent me the first one and we're like, this one's probably it, I was like, nope, all these are fan-made. They're pretty good fan-made trailers. Like, yeah. You almost couldn't tell, but when I saw that it was a carnival and like the creeper was attacking the carnival, that's where I was like, no, this would never happen. But
I don't know. It's... We are recording this on 10/22, which is Friday, the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, according to the official Reborn Twitter page, there's some sort of big reveal on the 23rd day of October.
I believe at midnight tonight.
So
we could. But I'll probably stay up for it, more than likely. But yes. I think it's going to be a trailer and a reboot of the entire series is what it seems like.
I read something similar. It's like a reboot that follows the events of 2, though.
No. God.
So 2 could still be canon.
Oh.
And they just would ignore 3, which we've talked all
but nauseam. They set 3 up for 2.
Yeah, they're just going to ignore that one.
They
are. I read it. They don't care.
You have to, though. And yeah. Silva directed 3, didn't he?
Yes.
So he's, like, pissed about this.
Well, because they totally cut ties with him going forward.
I feel like that was a great
decision. That's probably the best decision, because I don't think you could continue, because there's even, if I remember correctly, based on his... I don't even want to just call them accusations. I'm pretty sure a lot of the shit he did was true and terrible. There's some questionable scene in the third one that, like, for a director who's been on blast for,
oh my god,
some things. Yes. Yeah. There's like,
oh,
it makes it that much worse. So yeah, that was one of the worst movies I have ever seen, if not the worst.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah. We don't need to discuss it. You can look that up. Or don't. But yeah, getting rid of him moving forward was probably the best, which is great. I mean, I don't want to give him credit, but the creeper is an awesome concept for a horror villain, and so like to see it die out would be a shame. So I'm glad someone's willing to carry the mantle as long as it's without that asshole.
That Twitter page that we're finding all this news from, it's an actual official Twitter page. Someone's first comment was literally like, Jonathan Brock is no longer the creeper, I'm out. And I was like, why would you be out if like the guy who isn't even real is removed from the cast?
Right, because to me, he's in prosthetic and makeup anyway.
You can't tell who it is.
Yeah, you could put anyone in that. I don't know.
But the real hype here is the new Batman trailer came out, and it looks pretty fucking solid.
It's electric.
Because it's kind of that, like, angry Batman that we haven't gotten yet. And the Riddler, just looks awesome.
Yeah, I was reading things about it, you know, not spoiling anything, but it would be cool. Because if you realize, like, this could be, like, a younger... You know, we always get mm-hmm. Batman when he's, like, established. You know, we never get to see, like, his formative years, really. Like, he obviously becomes Batman in Batman Begins, and then it kind of just starts there. But Bruce Wayne, you never get to see, like, I feel like a 20 to 30-year-old version of
right.
him.
Right.
So he could still be, like, figuring out, you know, how to be... you know, the mass vigilante, and I feel like he could still be very angry after, like, his parents', you know, situation. Yeah. So, like, this could just be a super angry Batman.
And not just fucking... that, like, I want the Batman that's making bad decisions because, like, he's still a billionaire, and obviously we see in later versions he's, like, this playboy. So I feel like there was a way that he got there, and we need to see that. But again... No, I don't fully know the origin story of the Riddler, but he was a detective at first, right? Is that?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. I okay, don't really Jim. Know the backstory.
If Jim were here,
he's probably gonna be chastising
us. I'm pretty sure he worked for Gotham PD, I think, and we're gonna go with that. So I think it's gonna be a really cool concept. And who is playing the Riddler? Do we know that yet?
Paul Dano, who's a fucking great actor.
Okay.
He's going to be a psycho. And, like, all the stuff I read beforehand about how it's more or less a horror film, that tone we kind of got a little bit in the trailer, but if Paul Dano's kind of playing just some psychotic killer, I'm all in for it, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm... A lot of people, I think, are going to like this more than... Can't step on the Nolans.
Not yet.
No. But who knows? Maybe we're into a rebirth of three more excellent Batman movies. But for now, we're going to taper off on the hype horn because Jim put a lot into it, but I think we need to save this for when he's back.
Yeah, there's a lot of good content that he brought up and that needs to be discussed, but we could all flesh that out later when he's on.
So let's get into it. Let's get into the 2002 masterpiece of Jeepers Creepers 2. I believe, I think it's 2003.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit later. I suppose we should have been a little more prepared with the IMDb.
No, we'll get it up right now. This is live radio, you know, this is what can happen.
That's true.
And I'm unfortunately not on Anthony's Wi-Fi, so he's probably going to get it a little bit faster than I am.
I can do it. I'll take over.
Okay, you go.
Because you'll probably do the ending. Set a few days after the original, a championship basketball team's bus is attacked by the Creeper, the winged, flesh-eating terror on the last day of his 23-day feeding frenzy. It's actually an awesome description of a movie.
And like, one thing I'm going to give a little nod to this movie that we may not have known because we watched it when we were like 10-year-olds and couldn't put the plot fully together. Do you know how fucked up that is, by the way, that we just watched this movie when we were like 10?
Yes, because, I mean, 2003, we would have been like 9 when it came out, roughly.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, no, that's bad math. No, yeah, that's, oh my God. Yeah, so the first one I watched when I think I was 7 years old. So that's like that
tells you all we need to know.
But this one hit a little bit harder because similar to like kind of how we grew up, a lot of our life was on a school bus, I feel like.
In cornfields.
I mean, one's right outside my house. Occasionally one is right outside of your house as well. Well, no, most of the time.
Yeah.
One is right outside of your house. So this movie, I feel like, is it up there with movies you've watched more than any other movie?
100%, because every time we'd go to Isaac's house, we'd watch Jeepers Creepers 2.
Isaac, Anthony's neighbor, about, you know, 600 yards down the road, that was our go-to movie, was Jeepers Creepers 2. So, is it good? Not really. But what I was going to compliment it with was, it doesn't leave you questioning, like, when the plot occurred. It answers these questions that I might have had as a kid, but, like, right away on that bus when they get the flat tire, and we'll add more to this, but they talk about his old church burning from the first one, like, yeah. And there's just bodies everywhere and they're all missing a body part, and yeah, I mean, it,
this movie, we're gonna talk a lot of shit about it. It was like, I want to say, like, the acting in like movies like this are never great. This was better than I thought it was going to be on rewatch.
Yeah, I think Scotty wasn't bad.
Seriously, like, the kids I didn't think were terrible, and I liked the concept of the girl having like the premonitions or the dreams.
Oh god, no.
You didn't like that?
Absolutely. That was going to be the one thing I was going to rip the living shit.
I'm just
shit
saying
out
for
of.
A for a it's kind of stupid, I guess, when you look at it like, you know, how would she just, you know, but they're, I like how they used it as a device to like explain things.
I didn't mind that. I minded how cocky she got with it. Like towards the end, like, you're not going to kill him, you know, like what does it matter? You can't beat it, as he's like sitting there in his hydraulic truck, you know, like, but I do like how it drove the vehicle of the plot. Yes, I liked that. And this watch back through, I fucking love the dad even more now.
God, yeah, he's a
Is he not the greatest character? And he's actually pretty famous. What's his name?
Ray Wise. Ray Wise.
Yeah.
Name.
So he's been in quite a few things. But what I really wanted to talk about in this watch through, and in what I wanted to state, this movie ruins The Creeper slightly compared to how good it was in the first. I think, because the bus scene, as much as it's one of my favorite scenes of the movie, as he's picking out the people he wants to kill, it's like, as more we see of his face, and as bad as some of that CGI was, he's not as scary.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
it's like too much. I almost don't have a problem with them like showing, like, I know I talked about how like showing him kind of ruins the mysteriousness, but also like they just gave him like too much, dare I say, charisma.
Yes
like when he's like shaking his finger or like nodding his head
pulling
no and
a gun
like,
trigger,
yeah,
like
it, pointing it, people out and like just, licking the mirror,
it,
like
it
I don't
doesn't
know.
Make sense, like it, he doesn't have a personality.
That's right, that's the kind of the word I was thinking of.
But
yeah.
In a way, he slightly does, because in the first movie, we get him whistling his own song.
That's true.
And then, like, we get him eating the tongue right by the meat sign, too. I mean, that was also just phenomenal shooting, but at the same time, like, see, he's got a small personality, but this just goes over the top. I like the sides of he's got vengeance towards, like, certain people on the bus. I like that. But when he just jokes with them and's like, I'm not gonna fucking eat you, that's kind of like, well...
Yeah,
you should want to eat everybody, right?
I know. It's exactly. It's like part of me, that's why I want to understand more about him. And like when the third movie came out and they tried to do all the lore and all that stuff, it was just shitty. Still, though, the opening scene is fucking epic.
I think it's honestly, if the movie didn't have this, it would be a 1 out of 10. Probably. But like this opening scene is a
terrifying,
really scary concept, especially because a kid never dies in the movie,
right?
Like, and he clearly, Billy is taken away. The opening scene is Billy tying up all these scarecrows, and on one of the scarecrows all these birds just land on him, and that turns out to be the creeper, but the kid has no idea. But my question of this opening scene that I wanted to kind of make fun of a little bit, why would either kid be messing with the post puncher? What is he getting out of that?
I don't know.
Because as I was watching it, the dad's like, have you been fucking with the post puncher again? And he's like, I swear I didn't do it. I'd be inclined to believe both of them. But that makes you wonder, did the creeper, like, jam this thing? Potentially to be a distraction, but maybe he's not as smart as I'm, like, trying to make him
I would
be.
I don't know. I will never know, but, I mean, the creeper strikes me as... He is, the way they've portrayed him, it wouldn't surprise me if he did something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the key to that scene was, obviously we know he preys on your fear. He didn't just, like, take him and fly away. He dragged him in front of his own dad and brother, and that had to just be getting his endorphins going the entire time.
Through, like I said, through the cornfield, it's between this and Signs, which probably scared us of cornfields
It's interesting that both have been so formative in our life,
yes,
and both would scare the living shit out of us.
Exactly.
More than likely. But yeah, that scene was pretty epic. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but it just reminds me of Tyler. Like, I don't... Like,
the kid?
Yeah. like a young Tyler.
He's got that blonde hair.
Right, right. So I was like, damn, what if Tyler got taken away by the creeper? That would have sucked.
Yeah. But that's a great opening scene, which eventually all of that just leads into the state basketball team then, you know, riding down the highway. What is it, Highway 9 or
East 9.
East 9.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Bantam, the Bannon Bantams is their team name. I had the subtitles on because I finally wanted to know what they were saying.
Yeah.
Bannon Bantams, fight, fight, fight. And I believe a bantam is a chicken. And that's why they can say cock in their song.
There you go.
And of course, that had to be thrown in there as why they keep singing it, because they can say cock in their song. Going back into high school, that would probably hold up. I would probably have done the same thing.
Right. So. Yeah, and at the time, it was absolutely probably hilarious to us.
Yeah, and there were certain things in this movie that were funny that definitely aren't funny now. Like, we could totally have gone up without the Izzy or isn't he. That probably could have just gotten thrown out of the movie. And then the occasional idea that Scotty wasn't getting playing time because of the color of his skin, they probably could have left that one out of the movie, too. But
oh, DeAndre, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, and Scotty was saying, it's just bad. But anyway, when the creeper's picking out... Well, no, we need to talk about the bus driver, right?
Well, some of the... We can throw that into this part. Just some of, like, our favorite lines.
Yeah, okay.
Because let's so rip them many out. Fucking great lines of dialogue in this movie that we just love.
Well,
so much.
let's start with this. Okay, tire throwing star hits tire. Anthony, yes. What does bus driver say?
she goes to grab it out of the tire and she goes, ah, whatever it is, it's sharp as a son of a bitch.
And then the coach goes, the damn thing's got teeth in it, because the throwing star has teeth in it. That these are the creeper's like bone. Throwing stars. I don't know how he makes these.
Weapons are made of basically the stuff he takes from people.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. And then, of course, you have when the bus driver gets taken by the creeper when it's at nighttime, when they've popped the second tire, you have the coach asking the kid, what did you see? And he just goes, she flew away. Just how serious he is. That's one that's really good. Then you have the coach flying away, and one of the players just goes, coach?
Coach? It's just awesome.
And then Scotty just goes, what happened to the coach? They can't even say his name still. And then you get back on the bus when the other coach gets taken away, and I believe it is, what is, it's not DeAndre, but it's...
might have been the other guy. I can't remember his
name.
Well,
it doesn't really matter. They don't say his name very often. No. But he says, what was it, Scotty? Scotty, what the fuck was it?
But I want to say, when he asks... See, we've talked about this 1,000 times, and your brother and I, when we go to visit Evan, there was one time it was like 3 in the morning. We came back from the bars, and we're standing outside on Evan's porch. He's got the key. We got a ride home from the Uber, and he's about to unlock the door. And Taylor's with us. Taylor might have came and picked us up. I can't remember. And he's not unlocking the door. He's just laughing because all of us are just screaming Jeepers Creepers 2 quotes at 3 in the morning with his neighbors just all around us. And we just keep screaming, Scotty, what the fuck was it?
Yeah.
My biggest point about that is the guy asks Scotty, he's like, Scotty, what was it? And like, he doesn't even give him, like,
nope,
a millisecond to respond. He just screams, Scotty, what the fuck was it, like, right after he asks it.
As Scotty has blood all over his face.
Just too. Completely paralyzed with fear.
As he realizes he has blood on his face, he then wipes it all over his face and, like, into his hair. And I just can't forget that scene.
It's crazy.
For whatever reason.
But we can't forget Scotty's response.
He says, I don't know what it was at first, but he says, whatever it was, it had wings. Big fucking wings. So, I mean, really, you know, this movie, the plot's pretty shit, but it has created some of the best one-liners for our entire, like, youth.
Yeah, we've quoted this for any sort of scenario in life, I think, for the last 15 years.
Yeah, I haven't done it with my current friends in college because they're, you know, normal. But, like, when we were growing up, this is what we had. So, from there... The movie is basically just this vengeful dad coming back, like, after this creeper for his son, Billy. And so he, like, this bus of students is eventually stranded because the creeper has popped both tires. Not without the reason the second one gets popped, this Minxie has a dream, and of course we get our good old friend Justin Long back in
cameo,
pointing away from where they are going, and you see that Creeper is flying through the corn. How far do you think he threw this?
He's got a cannon.
That had to be 200 yards.
At least. With perfection.
And it was right on the dot. So I'd like to think in real life, maybe it was just dark and he could throw it from close. But you know, it's probably better if you think he's like John Elway or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as they're stranded, the dad's coming back for his vengeance. We get the making of weapons scene. It's fucking kind of badass how like pissed off he is. And it makes sense. Because his son flew away.
Well, and it's interesting to see somebody actually like fight back.
Yeah.
Because we get in the first one, you know, he basically takes out that entire police department like in 2 seconds.
Nobody gets a lick in.
With no like fight back at all. But this dad like makes a harpoon gun and straps it on the back of his fucking old pickup and he's just ready to go.
Yeah, and I mean he obviously hits Creeper with a couple of them in the movie. Creeper takes it and throws it back at his truck, which makes for an epic scene. So like it's really just like people getting eliminated, who the Creeper has picked out. Scotty does die, sadly, from basically getting a spear right in his arm,
stuck to a tree, and right as the rest of the kids like pull it out, Creeper just swoops in and takes it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there was a crunching of the tree too, so I think we're to believe he like smashed through the tree. But like the ending scene I think is important to talk about because it's pretty cool. So like,
are you skipping right to the barn scene?
We're gonna go to the truck, to the barn.
Okay.
Because Izzy the entire time has just been like thrown down to the side. Like everybody for whatever reason is just really mean to him. So the ending scene, and I feel like we need to actually look up this character's name, because I'm gonna do it because I don't know who he plays, but it is DeAndre. So, no, it's not. Is it?
Which one are you talking about?
Is that the guy who fights the Creeper in the end? No.
The one who's crawling?
No, it's this. It's Kimball. Kimball is the name of the person who... No. It is DeAndre.
Yeah, he's the one where it's like hopping when he's injured.
Yeah, okay.
So chasing him through the field.
DeAndre gets in the back of his truck. And Creeper is flying right behind, gets a couple of flare gun shots into him because the bus driver has a flare gun. That needs to be known. And it saved her sweet ass more than once, so we'll talk about that too. But as the thing is flying, like, it's got to be close to 90 miles an hour.
I mean, they're probably hammering down the highway, so...
So then Izzy slams on the brakes, the Creeper goes straight through the truck, and the truck just flips, and everybody goes flying. Izzy does die, which is sad. But... this made the Creeper lose one wing, one arm, and one leg. And meanwhile, DeAndre literally
gets like,
I think he broke his leg,
thrown
maybe?
Into the field, but yeah, he's banged up
somehow,
which is expected.
So this leads to the Creeper trying to fly but can't, and just small jumping his way towards DeAndre.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It's just stupid. Because like he's flying in the most... weird mechanisms of ways.
Right.
But then when he gets to DeAndre, this is where we see someone actually like fight the Creeper pretty good, because DeAndre pushes back and is choking him.
He's holding him off.
Which makes him, of course, pop that face out. And then Ray Wise just harpoon to the face, and it is a great shot.
Yeah, it's right through the fucking forehead. Pins him to the ground, essentially.
So then, Ray Wise, and of course, as kids, we counted how many times.
I forgot, dude.
I think it's 43.
That sounds about right.
So he stabs him 43 times with a different harpoon. Creeper starts actually bleeding out of his mouth. It's pretty rough. But then his eyes open, because it looks like he's dead, but his eyes open and his face shuts.
He like cocoons, which leads you to believe that it must be like, you know, 12:01, and he's ran out of time, essentially.
Which, it's got to be at this point. A lot has happened at night. So then, of course, Minxie goes, well, he's not dead. And Ray Wise goes, looks pretty dead to me. And then stabs him again.
Love it.
Great. the ending of the movie, then Ray Wise and the brother have hung the creeper in like their barn.
Yes. Now it is jumped ahead 22 years and probably 352 days or something.
Yeah.
353 yeah. maybe.
Yeah. And what is Ray Wise waiting for? He says about three more days.
Give or take a day or two.
I feel like he should know.
Yeah, well, you'd think so. But it's 20 some years.
Do you think the creeper follows leap day? If it's 23 years, like, well, there's
you go through
five leap days,
right?
And maybe six. That's probably why he's saying give or take a day.
Well, exactly.
I don't get how this works.
I will say they are trying to profit off this somehow. They're costing, like, charging people $5 to come
look at it. 10 for a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Five for to see it, 10 for a picture. And I feel like you need to jack up the picture price a little bit higher. But I'd probably do it if it tried to kill me.
The thing is, you know, a lot of people, kids survived. Ray Wise actually defeated the thing for now. Do you think like authorities would just let him hang this thing in the barn?
Well, I don't know, because that same county found a burning building of about 400 bodies. So, like,
well, and like cops at the police department all saw him. Like, I just feel like that they would just not let this guy just hang on to it. Everyone now knows about this thing.
Yeah,
you would think.
Maybe this is like a turn the blind eye thing. Like, they're like, yeah, UFOs are real, but we don't want to fucking,
you know, right, deal you don't with want it to acknowledge it.
Just in case. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess you probably would want to, you know, let science take a look at that thing. And maybe just like, well, here's my other question. Like, if they just burn it, can he still come back?
Right. You don't
like,
know.
Like, did the ashes
that was always
morph?
My thing is, like, you just cut him up, dismember him. Whatever that word is, cut them up into a million pieces and just like spread it all out or torch it then or whatever.
Maybe, just maybe, our answers will be had at 12:01 tonight.
Right.
Because maybe they're just dropping the whole movie.
Wouldn't it be sick if it just, which we wanted from three to start in that barn.
I'm in. Yeah. You bring like, back Ray Wise.
The third one came out in 2017. So from 2003 to 2017, Scott, I, his brother Rob, like all of our friend group were just waiting for this third one, and we just wanted it to start in that barn.
I don't think it will. I'm going to be honest. I really don't
think
it will.
I'm going to be so pissed.
What do you think is going to happen? They're going to screw it up again. I.
The thing is if you used Ray Wise now, you wouldn't even have to fucking put any aging thing on him because it's been about 20 years.
They really made him look old in that movie, though. Because he was only probably like, what,
Looks like he might be in his 40s, 50s.
Yeah, so like he wouldn't look like he was 95 like he did at the end of the movie. But anyway, this is the tough one. Anthony, score.
You want to score this movie?
Yes.
This movie deserves like a one or a two. But like I said, it was actually just like better than I thought. That still does not make it good.
Correct.
But I have to give it some points because I enjoy this movie. It's a 4 out of 10.
Perfect, because that is exactly where my score has landed. And all those points are practically nostalgia points, but also, you know, when you're watching the movie, you're not, like, miserable.
No.
It's fun. Like, even though it's bad, it's fun.
Right.
I feel like.
We have to say Jim gave it a 2 because it was funnier than scary, which is 100% true.
And if you didn't have it in your childhood like we did, that would totally make sense.
Yeah, I think this is the first time Jim's ever seen it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the group chat he said that was a banger of a movie. And then,
and then proceeds to give it a 2.
I was like,
which,
okay, that makes more sense.
Which is fine. You can enjoy a movie or, you know, at least not hate yourself watching it, but it still sucks.
Yeah.
You know.
Amen.
Respect that.
So, that officially will put a wrap on the Halloween Bonanza. Sorry to say, this was the finale. But next week, what are we talking about? None other than Dune. I'm not sure if you knew that yet, but that's what we're doing.
We potentially have Adam
come. Adam will be on. It is confirmed. Adam is back next week. He is very excited for this movie.
That's going to be a big review.
Yeah.
Not only because this movie has so much hype around it, it's been delayed, but also like this could be the start of just another massive franchise. you know, we could be talking about Dune for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Easy way to get that is put Jason Momoa and Batista in. I keep forgetting that they're both in it. Right. I am very excited. So, and of course, we'll be having our popcorn, our wild cherry Pepsi. Marcus.
Don't forget the plug. We're pumped.
I'm excited.
We're seeing it tonight, by the way.
Did you guys know?
Yeah.
Tonight, 6:45. Marcus LaCrosse, come say hi. This isn't live.
We'll be there.
Anyway, where you can find us on the Twitter sphere, you can follow us at @weave_scene_that. That's @weave_scene_that. Like us on Facebook or email us at thesceneThatPodcast@gmail.com. That's S-C-E-N-E, thatpodcast@gmail.com. We want to thank you because this was a banger of a Halloween season. And you know what? A year from now, we'll be back for it. I'm sure we'll pick another shitty horror movie at some point between then. But for now, you will go back to your regularly scheduled intro music, and we will get back to some blockbusters. So, with that being said, thank you for listening to the 58th episode of the We've Seen That podcast. I'm Scott.
I'm Anthony. And roll credits.
Nice.